This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide. We spent the last 5 days together exploring the ripple of dissatisfied, and now over the next 5 days, we are moving into the ripple of deeper. What is your one thing? Deeper, part one. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. Consider this. Let's get gut-level honest here. What do you seek? What is your one thing? What is your deepest desire? If you could be given one thing right now, and that one thing could be anything at all, what would you reach for? What is the one thing that could change your life forever? A financial windfall? A restored relationship? A shot at the spotlight? A chance to go back and try again? One hallmark of the deeper life is a singular desire for one thing, namely, the Lord himself. Not the collateral benefits of the relationship, not the promise of blessing, but to dwell, rest, abide at home with him and in him, now and forever. In a world that promises anything and everything, Jesus commands us to pursue one thing. The way toward anything and everything is guaranteed as the path of least resistance, but the way of one thing is the path of most significance. We must learn to desire less and at the same time more. A sanctified and set-apart hunger fixed on the core thing. A baptized and transformed longing to gaze on the beauty of the Lord. Not to dart back and forth, eyes momentarily seizing on this glitter and that gold, but to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and find in him our deepest desire awakened and amplified and fulfilled. The prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are the one thing we seek. We long for you, and even though you fulfill all of our longings, we pray that you will never let us stop seeking more of you. The questions. What do you seek? What is your one thing? What stands in the way? For The Awakening, I'm Matt LaRoy.